Travelling to London, in the corner of a first-class carriage, Mr. Entwistle gave himself up to somewhat uneasy thought over that extraordinary remark made by Cora Lanskene. Of course, Cora was a rather unbalanced and excessively stupid woman, and she had been noted even as a girl for the embarrassing manner in which she had blurted out unwelcome truths. At least, he didn't mean truths. That was quite the wrong word to use. Awkward statements. That was a much better term. In his mind, he went back over the immediate sequence to that unfortunate remark. The combined stare of many startled and disapproving eyes had roused Cora to a sense of the enormity of what she had said. Maud had exclaimed, "Really, Cora?" George had said, "My dear Aunt Cora." Somebody else had said, "What do you mean?" And at once Cora Lanskene, abashed and convicted of enormity, had burst into fluttering phrases. "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean oh, of course it was very stupid of me, but I did think from what he said, oh, of course, I know it's quite all right, but his death was so sudden. Please forget that I said anything at all. I didn't mean to be so stupid. I know I'm always saying the wrong thing." And then the momentary upset had died down, and there had been a practical discussion about the disposition of the late Richard Abernethy's personal effects. The house and its contents, Mr. Entwistle supplemented, would be put up for sale. Cora's unfortunate gaffe had been forgotten. After all, Cora had always been, if not subnormal, at any rate embarrassingly naive. She had never had any idea of what should or should not be said. At 19, it had not mattered so much. The mannerisms of an enfant terrible can persist to then, but an enfant terrible of nearly 50 is decidedly disconcerting. To blurt out unwelcome truths... Mr. Entwistle's train of thought came to an abrupt check. It was the second time that disturbing word had occurred, truths. And why was it so disturbing? Because, of course, that had always been at the bottom of the embarrassment that Cora's outspoken comments had caused. It was because her naive statements had been either true or had contained some grain of truth that they had been so embarrassing. Although in the plump woman of 49 Mr. Entwistle had been able to see little resemblance to the gawky girl of earlier days, certain of Cora's mannerisms had persisted. The slight bird-like twist of the head as she brought out a particularly outrageous remark, a kind of air of pleased expectancy. In just such a way had Cora once commented on the figure of the kitchen-maid. "Molly can hardly get near the kitchen table. Her stomach sticks out so. It's only been like that the last month or two. I wonder why she's getting so fat." Cora had been quickly hushed. The Abernethy household was Victorian in tone. The kitchen-maid had disappeared from the premises the next day, and after due inquiry the second gardener had been ordered to make an honest woman of her and had been presented with a cottage in which to do so. Far-off memories, but they had their point.